Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. As we continue to read through 2 Samuel chapter 12, we are seeing an incredible message. A new son has been born to David and Bathsheba. And the message that David is receiving is that forgiveness is a reality as demonstrated by this new son of David being loved by God. And that message rings true for us today. Not because Solomon was born way back then, but because a greater son of David, a greater Solomon was born and was loved by God, but also that he died and then was brought back to life. And so we are told, we are commanded to put our hope in that greater son of David, Jesus Christ. An overwhelming feature of the love of God is that his love for his chosen, it does not shift, it does not waver, it does not fluctuate. Even though God may discipline his children, it doesn't mean that his love for them has diminished. David reaps what he sows in discipline from the Lord, but he also reaps the promise and the steadfast love of God. So my friends, those of you who are struggling with the misery of sin from the past, of which you have repented, you need to know this. The Lord's love for you never lessened, and neither did his love for you intensify. It has always been full, complete, unchangeable. His love for his own does not change, and the reason he can place his gracious love on you and on me and keep it there is wholly due to his Son, who stood in our place to take on the wrath of God we deserve. His life for your life and his resurrection is the new life, the complete righteousness, the new account that's laid before God that you get credit for. So no, your future is far from over. Your future is far from hopeless. Your future is far from misery if you would believe and walk in these truths. As you pray today, please remember Christian and Vanessa Martinez and their family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Matango LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.